For his 23rd robbery, on Saturday, December 14th, he tried something different. He brought an accomplice, a random junkie. He recruited to stand inside the door as backup, so he could jump up and over the counter and not worry about his back. The idea, to get more money in the same amount of time. To be honest with you, I was really sick of robbing banks, Hathaway says. I thought if I could get 20 or 30 grand, I'd just go figure out my life and not be doing this shit. He got $6,120, which was great, but he had to split it, which wasn't great. Also, a partner meant more risk, not to mention worry and whining. The grind was wearing on Hathaway, and the addiction didn't help. Honestly, I got to the point where I didn't really care as much, he says. I knew I needed help, and I couldn't figure out how to get it. So I'm like, yeah, I understand I could go to prison. If that's what happens, then that's what happens. Maybe that'll be what I need to get back on track. On the day of his 29th robbery, Hathaway spent the afternoon in Linwood, casing out at Chase Bank. He'd robbed a month prior, located in a shopping area with a Fred Meyer grocery store. It was unusually busy. He just couldn't find a time when it was empty. So he turned his attention to the U.S. Bank inside the Fred Meyer. This would be a huge mistake, he recalls. I'd spent the whole year going out of my way to ensure no customers, and now, out of desperation, I'm about to break the golden rule that had contributed to my success. Furthermore, and this is a big furthermore, both of my sisters work at this Fred Meyer. Hathaway went in anyway and got $3,450 without incident, except that a customer followed him out of the store and saw him get into a light blue Honda minivan with a Seahawks sticker and a mismatched mirror. A light blue Honda minivan that belonged to one of those sisters. Everett Police put out an APB on the car, and a couple of days later, a patrolman noticed it parked outside the duplex where Hathaway and his mom lived next door to his sister and her family. He was put under 24-hour FBI surveillance, police told him after his arrest. A week later, on February 11th, he saw that black SUV en route to Key Bank.